Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new edition, a new episode of Absolute Truth, Absolutely, the podcast which is powered by LWIM. And this is your host, Gio, and I am the youth leader of Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. I want to thank you once again for downloading these podcasts. I only implore that you were to share these with those that surround you, family members, co-workers, co-students, friends, so that they too may also know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. I want to announce that we will continue our series, Defining Sex. It continues tomorrow during our regularly scheduled Friday night youth meetings at 8 p.m. Tomorrow's the second part of our series, Defining Sex, and we enter into the true context of intimacy, relationships, and everlasting love. And we do specifically what the title says. We define what sex is within a biblical context. We also look at this from a philosophical standpoint for the benefit of those that try to discount the Bible from the onset so that it would be much easier for you, the person who argues in favor of the biblical worldview, so that you may lead people to the Bible. Many are not satisfied because they try to discount it in some way, shape, or form, which is irregular, so to speak, because how is it that you are going to discount that which informs your worldview from the onset? Letting or telling somebody, forcing them to try to argue away from that is pretty much ridiculous in and of itself. But there is other ways also to prove the validity of the biblical counsel if we start at it, if we look at it from a philosophical point of view. And this is part of what we've done during this series. And we ask you that if you are in the vicinity of South Florida, that you were to visit us tomorrow night as we continue, and we also put an end to this particular series. It has been a very successful one, to say the least. And I hope the listener does not believe or come to understand that I'm speaking in a numbers fashion. I hope the listener does not believe that I'm speaking in a numbers sense. Rather, I'm speaking when I mean successfully, that it seems to me that the attendees are adopting what we are putting forth, what we are attempting to exposit on. And they're personally adopting these things. And this is what I look at when I speak of success. I'm not looking at this from a numbers standpoint, because many people throughout the world have many followers, and yet what they have to say and that which they have to promulgate is based on error. So numbers are not an entire a telling story. They're rather a telling story more than they are an indicator of anything. So I think this has been very successful, and we hope that it will continue tomorrow. And the title for tomorrow's portion of this seminar or this series, however you want to designate it, is Coitus and Kitsch. Coitus, of course, being the Greek terminology for sexual penetration, and Kitsch, it's basically means anything that is lowbrow, perverse, anything that is of a degenerate nature. So why is it that we titled it this way? Well, in particular, we want to examine the legitimate and illegitimate forms of sex. We'll examine whether homosexuality is legitimate or not, because we have many proponents in our society who say that it's a perfectly viable form of sexuality. We'll examine multiple partners. You know, BDSM is another one. Bondage, domination, submission, masochism is another one that is promulgated a lot. Sadomasochism. We'll get into all of these different things, forms of sex, if you will, and we'll go one by one and examine to see whether or not they are legitimate or not in a biblical and also in a philosophical sense. And also we are going to examine whether or not the modern entertainment industry and modern day media has actually brought about a benefit to society via their portrayals of sex, or if it has been more of a detriment to our society. So these are two things that we are specifically going to touch upon tomorrow during our regularly scheduled Friday night meetings. It's just these past 2 weeks have been special meetings since we are dealing specifically with this series, Defining Sex. So if you're in the vicinity, in the South Florida vicinity, we cordially invite you to join us at 8 p.m. And we are located at 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. And don't worry, for those of you that listen to our podcast but have no access to our facilities here because you might be on another state or in another time zone or maybe in another galaxy. I don't know. Maybe there is life on Mars. I'm not really sure about that. But having said that, we will provide the media for this, the audio files, and also the video of these meetings, so you too can be informed as to what we have spoken here, and it would be a resource for your spiritual walk. Now, pertaining to what we are dealing with specifically tomorrow, one of the things I wanted to mention in this particular podcast is the issue of homosexuality. It is something that, yes, it is constantly promulgated through the TV media, through the internet, movies. It seems like the entertainment industry has grabbed hold of this and made this a movement, or they want to categorize it as a movement, and therefore their goal is to indoctrinate you and me into believing, into normalizing sexual relations between same-sex partners. And of course, we know the biblical stance on this, 1 Corinthians 6, Romans 1, and other places. In the Old Testament, very specifically and explicitly prohibit relations between two males, two females, or any other perversion of the sex act itself from what we have seen in Genesis. And what is that sex act? Well, man, woman. One man, one woman, committed to each other in an everlasting relationship that God calls matrimony, and that sex is the pinnacle, the zenith of a demonstration of love. That's all it is. But unfortunately, the secular society, being what it is, it counterfeits absolutely everything that God has placed on earth for our benefit. It counterfeits it, and not only does it counterfeit it, it perverts it and turns it into something that can be of detriment to every person, something that can be self-destructive for those that participate in that particular type of behavior. That being said, we covered that a lot of that last week, and I'd like to recap that before I continue with what we have to speak on today. That being that part of what we established last week during last week's meeting is that the secular ideology of sex pretty much denigrates, dehumanizes every single human being by comparing us to animals, by likening us, assimilating us to animals, saying, you know, those like Charles Darwin and his ilk, Masters and Johnson, Alfred Kinsey, Sigmund Freud, and those that promulgate the feminist, modern day feminist movements, etc., etc. These people say man is nothing more than an animal with sexual desire, and that any way to have that sexual release is absolutely positively correct. It is a subjective thing, and no matter whom you engage in it with, or with in it rather, it's absolutely fine. We, under that ideology though, you are nothing but a sex toy. If you think upon it, the zenith of human existence is sexuality, and that is what you are particularly made for. In the biblical infrastructure of sex, sex is part of the human experience, but it is not the zenith. It is not the pinnacle of human experience. It is something that you do because you want to experience the embodiment of another, the essence of another, and you want to showcase your unflinching, unconditional love for another during this act. But in the secular infrastructure, that's not the way it is. In the secular infrastructure, it's all about self-gratification. And it's like that for all of the parties that are engaged in whatever type of coitus they are engaged in. So when we look at it from that perspective, we come back to what we're speaking upon in this podcast. Homosexuality then is a derivative of the secular ideology of homosexuality, of self-gratification. Why is that, Gio? Well, if you notice, homosexuality, attracted to those of the same sex. What homosexuals are doing, lesbians, transgenders, bisexuals, what they're doing is they are still looking at those that they are engaging in coitus in, or with, rather. They're simply looking at this other person, which, by the way, is superior. Human beings are a superior kind to that of animals. That's very clearly established in the Bible. We're seeing that what they're seeing in the opposite individual that they are engaging in the practice with, all they're seeing in them is a vehicle for self-gratification. So even then, that's why we see that homosexuality in and of itself is an illegitimate form of sex, because not only is it a self-gratuitous form of coitus, but also it is against nature in that you'll notice that the genitalia doesn't necessarily, well, at all. It does not fit at all. And not only that, if we go further, we begin to see that the reproductive capabilities, for example, and the natural way to engage in coitus and for it to be pleasurable cannot be engaged in, or with rather, by these people who are homosexuals or lesbians, whatever the case may be. They have to resort to other means. And many of those means are very, very, very unsanitary. This is why you'll see that in the homosexual community in and of itself, it is rife with sickness, disease, AIDS, HIV, all of these things. It gets promulgated, it gets disseminated, broadcast because of this, because they resort to unsanitary practices. Let it be said also, small parentheses, part of these unsanitary practices, we'll deal with them during tomorrow night's meeting, just to give you a heads up on that. So we begin to see that from a philosophical point of view, homosexuality can be argued against very easily, very strategically also. And also from a biblical point of view, how is that, Gio? Where is it that the Bible explicitly condemns homosexuality? When you go and visit 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, when you visit Romans 1, where it says there that men burned in their lust for one another, God turned them over to reprobate minds because they did not observe the Creator God as the Creator, but they substituted His glory for that of creeping things and four-footed beasts and whatnot. And therefore, men burned in their lust and their desire for one another, exchanging the natural use of the woman. Paul tells you the natural use of the women. These men burned in their desire for one another, women with women, men with men, and this is reprobate. The Bible very clearly delineates this designates this as reprobate activity. Furthermore, the terminology that Paul employs in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 is arsenokoitis. Arsenokoitis, it's a Greek word which talks about, or rather speaks to, sodomy. And there are very different terminologies that are employed here. Catamite, for example, one, a boy who has been separated for sexual relations with an adult male, a male prostitute, and many different things are designated there, and then also different terminologies are employed to speak about homosexuals, effeminates. So the Bible even designates this as activity that is contrary to the nature which is designed by God Himself. God implanted nature, or rather God implanted this normal, what He designates as normal desire within us, one man, one woman. But anything that is apart from this, anything that deviates from that normalcy is considered deviant, it is considered reprobate, it is considered perverse. Of course, in our day and age, this is not very PC, it's not very politically correct, because of course we're talking about these people that love each other. It's love. It's all about love. It's never about the sex for these people. It's just about love. They want to be in loving relationships. Even though the divorce rate amongst homosexuals, which make up only 3% of the population, make up almost the same percentage of married heterosexual couples that divorce on a yearly basis. So please explain to me. I mean, there's so many different levels we can examine this. Let me end by saying this. There are many different ways that one can discover the fallibility of modern day arguments in favor of homosexual behavior being normal, the way that they're considered. We've just considered a few. But let this suffice for those that have adopted the ideology and now have become a part of a movement to promulgate this sort of skewed idea that homosexuality and homosexual relations are normal. Remember that the wrath of God is kindled against all those that detain the truth in unrighteousness, Romans chapter 1, verse 18. And towards the end, you'll notice that God also disapproves, and His wrath is showcased against those that invent evil, look it up, and also those that approve of those that engage in evil. If you're a Christian, you don't want to be anywhere near those or identify with anybody, any entity that approves of this sort of anti-Christian, anti-biblical, anti-God behavior. Trust me, you don't want to be in that particular situation. Look, I wish I could, enter more in depth into these things with you, but unfortunately, we do have time constraints. So once again, I invite you, if you are in the vicinity, to visit us tomorrow night as we will touch on this subject and more during our Friday night youth meetings and when we will end the seminar, Defining Sex, Part 2 tomorrow. Coitus and Kitsch is the particular title for tomorrow's portion. We invite you to come in. We'll also have a forum at the end so that the audience, the attendees, can ask questions and have a dialogue with us as it pertains to this particular and very important subject matter. Once again, if you're in the vicinity, 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. For more information, call us 305-461-9929, or you can drop us a line, info@lwym.org. And also, last but not least, most importantly, the website, lwym.org. That's all the time I have left for this edition of the podcast. I thank you for giving us this time, for downloading this podcast. Share it with everyone else. I'm pretty sure they're going to want to know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. Until the next occasion that we meet, may the Lord shine his face upon you.